28 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here. AM 930, 103.9 FM, KROE. Last day of the week, August 8th, Friday here. I'm joined by Julie Chadwick. Julie,
good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Back in the saddle, as Bob
would say. Yeah, that's Bob's thing. Yeah. I don't know why I'm...
Chris, you're not a...
I've never sat in a saddle. That's not true. I've sat in a saddle, but I guess that's a common saying for him.
Yes.
Whatever. Today, August 8th, it is Dustin Hoffman's birthday.
Oh.
He's 88 legendary. Years old. Yeah, legendary actor and a bunch of different things. Roger Federer, 44 today.
Hmm.
20-time Grand Slam champion.
Say, I thought tennis. He was older, actually.
So did I. I mean, I would imagine tennis does a lot, especially playing tennis at that level.
Yeah.
Makes you age a little bit faster, yeah. I would imagine.
Just that he's been in the spotlight so long.
He's in 30,000 Swiss watch commercials because he is Swiss. So he's the face of the Swiss watch company. But yeah, only 44 years old. I thought he was older too, to be honest with you. But there he is, 44 years old. Shawn Mendes, famous singer-songwriter, 27 years old. He's younger than me. That is weird to think about. Ryan Garcia, boxer, former WBA light welterweight champ. He is 27 years old as well. It happened today.
Yes.
August 8th. A.T. Marshall of Brockton, Massachusetts, 1899, patented the refrigerator.
1899?
It probably looked a lot different.
I thought it was like maybe their 30s or 20s.
It probably looked a lot different, I would imagine.
Wow, interesting.
I wonder what the original refrigerator looked like.
They didn't have Freon, did they?
What is that?
Well, you know, it's the coolant, isn't that?
Is that what they used to?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm thinking about a car.
Freon? I've never heard of that. I didn't know.
I don't know.
If you were to ask me how a refrigerator works,
I'd
be like...
The appliance person wants to call in and swap shop, let us know.
If you were to explain to me how a refrigerator works, it would blow my mind probably because I have no idea.
Yeah, me either.
I don't get it at all. There's things on the back of the refrigerator that are hot. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That feels backwards. it happened today as well, 1963. In England, the Great Train Robbery takes place when a gang of 15 train robbers steals over... $5 million.
Wow.
A train robbery in 1963. How about that?
And 15 people.
15 people. 15 train robbers. Yeah, true. That's plus that $5 million gets a lot smaller when you're cutting it up between 15 people. Somebody do the math there. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Ago.
Yeah, 1963. They were still doing train robberies back then in England in 1963.
Probably like 15 million today. Well, so a million each.
Yeah,
roughly.
True.
Yeah.
True. 1974, in the fallout from the Watergate scandal, President Richard Nixon announced his resignation effective the next day. So he would resign August 9th, 1974. But he announced his resignation on this date in 1974. One of the...
What would happen if that took place today?
I mean, it would be a big moment in history. In terms of like a president announcing the resignation?
Yeah, just what preceded it.
I mean, we had, like Watergate?
Yeah.
You'd need a lot more than just Watergate to...
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, obviously. That's just kind of the way of the world right now. 1988, the lights were turned on at Wrigley Field for the very first time, making it the last Major League Stadium to have only day games. I don't think people really realize that.
I didn't know that.
1988 was when they turned the lights on for the first time. So
Wrigley
every day...
Field?
Yeah, August 8th, 1988, every day before that, every game they ever had was a day game.
A great stadium.
I've never been. I need to make that a bucket list item that I need to actually accomplish. But yeah, after that, they actually started having night games at Wrigley Field. 1997. Oh no, I had that one yesterday. I forgot to erase those ones. But yeah, that was the last one. 1988 that happened today. Today is date to create. It's the date to create. Whatever that means. Digital Nomad Day. Yeah, we all are, I guess. Dollar Day.
Okay.
Frozen Custard Day. I don't know the difference between frozen custard and ice cream.
I don't.
Or yogurt.
I don't know what frozen custard is.
You've had frozen
gelato.
Yeah. You know, you've had frozen custard. Like Taco John's does frozen custard.
Mm.
Technically, I think.
I've never had it.
Okay. Well, never mind. Global Sleep Under the Stars Night.
Wow.
Sure.
That full moon last night. Did you see that? It was amazing. Wasn't it a sturgeon moon? Okay.
I'm going to yes and.
Well,
yes,
you
and.
Can look it up on the internet.
I don't know. It's called a sturgeon moon? Is
I
that what
it was
called?
I think it was. Don't quote me on that, but.
We don't.
It was
look,
gorgeous.
I don't know the name of the moons. I don't know how refrigerators work. You know, it's I'm just reading things here. That's all I do. Happiness Happens Day.
Okay.
Sure. International Allyship Day.
Hmm.
Oh, it's International Cat Day today.
Well.
Very good.
That's nice. Cats are amazing cats creatures.
Keep them inside, preferably.
Yeah.
You know, we're throwing rocks from glass window, glass houses here, but, you know, got to keep cats inside.
It's, you know, best for their safety. And
well, not, well, also safety of wild animals, just in general. True. Birds.
Well, you can get collars with bells
that's
on
true
them
too, yeah.
that are releasable if they get in trouble, but those work really well.
Mm-hmm. Mochi Day.
What's that?
Mochi?
Oh,
like
yeah,
the balls?
Yeah.
Frozen custard inside yeah. of, you know, I think they're, I don't know what they're made
Isn't
of. Dough
Japanese
balls, I guess?
Treat?
I think so.
They sell them here now.
Yeah. Braider's Day.
Okay. As in braiding? French
I think so.
Braiding?
I guess. Okay. Pickleball Day. Sure.
You've
Love
played,
pickleball.
Right?
Yeah. I've never felt more unathletic than when I played pickleball a bunch against like a couple of older gentlemen. This was when I was 19. I think I've told this story, but I was like 19, 18, 19 years old. And I had my best friend. We were playing pickleball in like a pickleball tournament at the YMCA, I think. And we were like, oh, a couple 18, 19. We were super cocky.
Thinking
not towards people. But
it.
Yeah, we went in. We were like, look, we got them in athleticism. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
We're going to beat these guys. And I'll never forget this guy named Ernie. Okay. I never forget it. A guy named Ernie was just piecing me up and down the court like it was nothing. Just putting it on the line every time. I'd go back to hit the ball, and when I returned it, he'd just slot one right in front of the net. It'd drop right in, and then I'd hit it right back into the net because I had no room to operate. Dude was insane. And I was like, all right, that's the last time I ever underestimated
Shout out to
the abilities. Yeah, I'll never do that again. Hey, here's a good one. Sneak some zucchini onto your neighbor's porch day.
Yes, that's the two things.
What
zucchini
is that?
Wars. Because zucchini, you have so many of them by the end of the season that you're done with zucchini. You've made bread, you've made everything, you've frozen enough. And so it's, my dad calls it zucchini wars.
Okay. Does that just like, okay.
So you just.
Does it
zucchini.
Just become a weed at that point for zucchini? You're like, I just can't get, I have
I mean,
to get rid of all this.
It's an amazing thing, right?
Yeah.
But you're like, I'm done with zucchini.
Fair enough. I had no idea. Zucchini Day as well, by the way. It's also Zucchini Day. So there you go.
That makes sense.
August 9th, state book. Sam Elliott will turn 81 tomorrow. Shout out Sam Elliott.
Oh.
Legend. One of the great voices of all time. Melanie Griffith will turn 68. Michael Kors, fashion designer, turned 66. Deion Sanders will be 58. Deion Sanders, 58 years old. That's weird to think about, too. I mean, everybody... When anybody thinks about Deion Sanders...
something just happened with him, didn't it?
He announced that he had was in remission of, I believe it was either colon or prostate cancer, I think. And that he was going to coach throughout
the
season.
He's going to coach,
He'd been coaching already.
Yes, but moving somewhere or doing a different coaching position.
No. He's been at Colorado for two, three years now. But... there were worries that he was going to have to step down because he was battling cancer. I can't remember. It was either prostate or colon cancer, I think, or something like that. But it was in remission, and he was going to be able to coach.
Good.
So, he's going to turn 58. Dan Levy, 42 years old. Best
Dan
eyebrows
Levy.
In the biz. Best eyebrows in the business.
He's, they had that series
Legend.
On. So
Schitt's
good.
Creek.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Yes.
Please don't find us.
Last
FCC.
Name.
Yeah. Anna Kendrick is going to turn 40. That's crazy to me.
Oh, wow.
Bill Skarsgård. He is the son of legendary actor Stellan Skarsgård, I think, is the dad, if I remember right. Bill Skarsgård, he played Pennywise in It.
Oh.
Crazy face. Crazy face. Great actor, though.
Well, how old is he?
35. Mm. 35 years old. And Derek Fisher. He can be 51. Point guard. Played for the Lakers, played for the Thunder, played for a couple different teams. NBA champion. Had one of the greatest shots in the history of the NBA against the Spurs. That's all I'll say. If you don't know, if you know what I'm talking about, then you can look it up. It's incredible.
How old is he?
51 years old. 51. It happened on August 9th at the Summer Olympics in Berlin. Jesse Owens wins his fourth gold medal, becoming the first American to win four medals in one Olympic Games.
What year?
1936. That was the Germany Olympics, the famous Germany Olympics. 1944, the United States Forest Service and the Wartime Advertising Council releases posters featuring Smokey the Bear for the first time.
Wow.
That was in 1944.
Huh.
I didn't realize Smokey the Bear was that old. I had no idea.
I wonder how he's changed over the years.
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a great question. I have no. I mean, he's still a bear. Like yeah. I've seen. I we still see bear signs of Smokey the Bear. Yeah, bear in the hat.
Pants.
Isn't that, what's the? Didn't he have a famous catchphrase like "No smoking" or
Smokey
like
says don't.
Yeah, Smokey says. I guess is,
Smokey says don't. Well, prevent forest fires.
Yeah, Smokey says prevent.
Not
something
don't
like
prevent, but prevent forest
Smokey
fires.
Smokey says double negative. Don't prevent forest fires. Burn on. on the date book for August 10th. Let's move on to Sunday. Antonio Banderas. He will be, doesn't have his age. He was born in 1960, so he will be 65. Is that right?
65.
65 yes. years old. Suzanne Collins, her birthday as well. Famous author. Hunger Games author.
Oh.
Maybe the most successful, one of the most successful female authors ever.
Since,
American author?
J.K. Rowling. Yeah.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling. But she's English.
Mm-hmm.
So American author, Suzanne Collins, might be one of the most famous. Justin Theroux has his birthday, very famous screenwriter and actor. Angie Harmon and Ja Morant will all have birthdays on August 10th. And then finally here today, on August 10th, 1846, the Smithsonian Institution was chartered by the U.S. Congress after $500,000 was given for such a purpose by scientist James Smithson. And because of that, we now have the Smithsonian.
Wow, seriously?
Just a donation of $500,000, and you can get one of the most famous museums in all of the world. 1846. Smithsonian Institute. That's going to wrap things up from us. Julie, thank you very much for joining us.
James.
We're going to have Swap Shop coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. Fox News coming up next. You're listening to AM 930.